the geese control, training our people, giving us advice on habitat management.
Yeah, I could say the marine.
There's a lot to it. Like I said, it's wildlife management. It's not.
Yeah, well, it just seems like for the CYA issue, it would be good to have done it, in my opinion.
Okay.
I agree.
To me personally, not as an advisory committee member, but to me personally, this is an important issue. So I think I make a motion. Can I make a motion as president? Or do I need to tell Gus to make a motion that this goes on next month's agenda?
I'll make the motion.
And I think we need to get to the airport update, and that's about all we're going to get to this evening. But I think.
You want a motion to review the wildlife management?
You don't need a motion to put it on the agenda.
Okay.
I ask that it be put on next month's agenda again, so we can kind of maybe take some thoughts we had today, tonight, and review it again, because it's an issue. We have one airplane get struck by a deer, and nothing's done. I think the county is wide open. I mean, that would be the first thing I'd do.
I'd be more concerned about the geese out there right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
And seagulls.
I'm concerned about the deer, but I'm more concerned about the geese and the gulls.
Are you leaning towards the dog, a sheepdog or something like that?
No, they're a lot more expensive than
they are.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to start with things like the nest, destroying the nests and eggs and things. But,
the thing is, there's a lot of native or non-migratory geese in this area, and they hang out over close to the prison over there in that area. Mm-hmm. There's several hundred that stay here year-round.
Sussex Pines, too.
And mm-hmm. That's an attraction, that area over there. It used to have a problem until that was dug out.
Yeah. And we have several nesting in the ditches along the runway out there. So. Yeah. Like I said, I've tried the laser pointer thing, and that didn't work out like they thought it was going to. But it's something we look at regularly.
So doing dog.
Sorry.
Laser pointer.
Yeah, they use the dogs up there. So, which I was at the wing commander staff meeting when they awarded the contract to the dog owner, and they made a big deal about the millions and millions of dollars that they could save. If one airplane doesn't hit a goose or something, and we're going to pay this guy $60,000 a year to take care of it. So I told the guy afterwards, you're getting screwed here, because you're potentially saving millions. You're only getting $60,000. I think you're worth a little bit more than that. But,
All right. I got one more comment on wildlife, and then one more, John. One thing you might want to talk to is the Garrett, because I know of several seagulls that have been struck that I think Garrett's had to go out and pick up off the runway. The pilot might not be reporting it, but I don't know if it would be of value for Garrett to say, hey, wait, I picked up this dead seagull off the runway, because I think he's done that a number of times, and probably more than I know.
Well, I know it's happening out there. It's just not getting reported.
And that might be something that...
That's another thing that...
To help justify putting some dollars towards this wildlife management, because... If you can come in and say we've had 48 strikes or birds picked up, that'll help justify for the council to put some money towards this management program. All right. Next item is airport update, which is Jim.
Okay. We talked about the tie-down ramp project did get awarded to AP Kroll & Son for the low price of $166,000. We're still on track.
Don't tell
anybody. You're welcome. That's a product of the economy, I can tell you.
We're still on track to get that started, depending on weather. I think the plan is by April 18th, and that'll keep us on schedule to have the thing usable. I think it was a 4th of July or Memorial Day. It was 4th of July that the pavement would be ready to put airplanes on. Part of this project, we're also going to be resealing the apron area out there, the tie-down areas where we do the aircraft fueling, and then also the new tie-downs.